A judge blocked Donald Trump's bid to keep the public from seeing what he did on January 6th.
The judge's ruling came last night. The one-time president had asserted a right to secrecy, saying that he should be able to keep Congress from examining documents relating to the attack on the Capitol. He claimed executive privilege, a president's power to keep some communications private. The judge rejected that because Trump is no longer president and Congress is doing its job. His lawyers are appealing, but the chairman of the House investigation, Representative Benny Thompson, calls this ruling a big win.
Remind us first off what the committee is after here.
Well, the Congressional Investigative Panel seeking more information about what happened on January 6th. You know, what did the president know? When did he know it? What was he saying behind the scenes? What advice was he getting leading up to this day and on the day of? You know, there are some 800 pages of information here that they're trying to get released. And looking into his communications, you know, his emails, visitor logs, call logs, see who he was talking to. They want to see potentially draft speeches, talking points, memos with possible legal strategies. You know, the House panel says that its reasoning for going after the then president is because they say that he, quote, helped foment the breakdown in the rule of law. The panel in recent days, we should note, has stepped up a lot of pressure. They've issued a round of almost 24 subpoenas with people close to the former president wanting them to testify. Many of them have declined to voluntarily come forward, and the president here is trying to claim executive privilege.
Okay, so explain more about the details of the judge's ruling, the significance of this.
Yeah, the judge, Tanya Chutkan, noted that she agreed with congressional investigators who say that discovering and coming to terms with the causes underlying the January 6th attack is a matter of unsurpassed public importance because such information relates to our core democratic institutions and the public's confidence in them. She noted that it's in the public interest to get to the bottom of what happened and to prevent such events from happening again. Now, Trump had sued the National Archives to try and shield these records, keep them out of the public eye. And, you know, Joe Biden, though, the current president, decided not to assert executive privilege. And the judge punctuated that in her ruling, saying presidents are not kings and the plaintiff is not president. And the timeline here, we could see records released to Congress as soon as Friday.
Trump's team, as we have noted, says it's appealing. So where could this go?
Well, you know, he is trying to keep the record secret at least until the U.S. Court of Appeals can weigh in, so it might not be released as soon as Friday. But Trump's team says the president needs, quote, full and frank advice, and that wouldn't be possible if every communication were to become public. The Democratic chairman of the panel, Benny Thompson, said it's, quote, little more than an attempt to delay and obstruct our investigation. And, you know, as we said, some of Trump's former advisors not cooperating, and there's a possibility they could delay things past the midterm elections, believing Republicans are likely to win the House and end this investigation.